Tonight at the Winter Olympics, the women's figure skating competition begins. The battle to crown a new ice queen is expected to be a ratings bonanza for NBC, especially because the event has as much to do with melodrama as it does with ice skating. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Alas, no one has whacked anybody's knee with a tire iron here in Salt Lake City. Ah, the good old days of Tanya and Nancy. But certainly, that hasn't stopped reporters from trying to zero in on the closest thing to a blood feud in this skating competition. Listen to what someone asked 17-year-old Sasha Cohen, one of America's three strong medal contenders.
There have been times during warm-ups where you have skated very close to your competitors. I'm wondering if you do it deliberately to unnerve your competitors, or if you're just getting caught up in what you're doing and should be more careful.
Young Sasha chose the safe answer.
When I go out to warm up, I know that I have 6 minutes and I have quite a few elements to warm up, so I'm just focusing on how I'm going to get it all done, and I just, try to get everything in.
Good try, Sasha. We know better. We know you're the intimidator, all 5 feet of you. You are the brash upstart who's quoted endlessly about settling for nothing less than the top of the medals podium. Of course, we really need you to be like this because, well, it just makes Michelle that much more wonderful. Michelle Kwan is the queen in waiting, America's 21-year-old skating sweetheart. We love Kwan, says Mark Lund, publisher of International Figure Skating magazine, because we've all known this nice young woman since the 1994 Olympics.
It's really been since Lillehammer. We've been watching Michelle's career grow. You know, I mean, she went from long hair to short hair to long hair again. We follow that trend. You know, we always follow what Michelle is wearing, but she's not wearing her new designer this or designer that, you know. You know, Michelle's career has been wrought with highs and lows, and she goes through them all gracefully.
This past year was particularly rough. Kwan, according to skating analysts, performed aimlessly at times. She fired her longtime coach Frank Carroll and went into the U.S. Nationals in Los Angeles with a big question mark hanging over her. By the end of her final program, which was broadcast on ABC TV, it had turned into an exclamation point.
She didn't go anywhere. She's right here. For all the critics out there who said, where's Michelle Kwan this season? Well, she's back.
Because she's peaking at just the right moment, Kwan is considered the favorite to win the gold medal she narrowly lost to Tara Lipinski in 1998. She has three main challengers. Cohen is an entertainer who may lack consistency, but she can do what no other woman can, says Mark Lund, land the quadruple revolution jump.
I've seen her land this jump on two occasions, and it's extraordinary. It's executed perfectly. It's very clean. It's not a cheated jump in any capacity, and she's definitely someone to look towards 2006.
If, in fact, this isn't Cohen's Olympics, maybe it'll be time for 16-year-old American Sarah Hughes, a strong, consistent skater who's beaten both Kwan and the other member of the top quartet, Irina Slutskaya of Russia. Slutskaya finished behind Kwan in 4 world championships and 1 Olympics, but the explosively athletic Slutskaya has become more elegant on the ice, which is why some say she could be the one to deny Kwan. The good thing about tonight is the speculating will end. TV networks, who will remain nameless, spend much of the first week and a half of the Olympics promoting the women's figure skating. Hardworking biathletes and speed skaters must give up airtime for Michelle or Sasha sightings. The wait also can be maddening for the skaters. 1988 bronze medalist Debbie Thomas would have loved to compete during the first week.
Of course. I always hated the pair of skaters. They were like done, you know, the games had barely started and they were done running around, trading pins, having a ball, hanging out with the bobsled team, you know, so.
Thomas has another regret. She led in 1988 after the short program, but then performed poorly in the final 4-minute free skate, not getting a gold medal when perhaps she should have. That's the principal drama underlying this women's competition as well. So what if Michelle Kwan doesn't win the title after all these years?
In 98, I was like, oh, I'm on the podium, but there's one more step higher than I am. But will it complete me as a person? I wish I could say that winning so many medals would complete me as a person and be the happiest person on earth. But yet, how come the richest people aren't the happiest people on the earth?
The competition to find out why begins tonight at the Salt Lake Ice Center. Last week's site of skating controversy is where the scandal-plagued sport will try to recapture its hold on Olympic audiences with one of the strongest groups of women skaters ever. Drama indeed. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Salt Lake City.